Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am Vivian Louie Sharp with Sharp Paradigm Entertainment. Our host for today is who is a Christian Egyptologist. His partner is Rob Schaefer, a Bohemian Gypsy. This is a Screen Marks Entertainment Network video on race. Now, without further ado, the next voice you hear is Vintaz Pender, who is a Christian Egyptologist. Mr. Pender,
yes.
You may speak.
Yes, Vivian. Thank you very much for that introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to my voice. We're going to discuss order, God's order, the celestial language, the celestial regarding as living in heaven, celestial globe, which the stars and the planets are all involved. Jesus said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Heaven is celestial language, the divine heavenly order. Now we, as human beings, we're under the divine humanly order. Now, take a pencil, make a circle, make a cross in the circle. The top of the cross, right thinking. The bottom of the cross, right feelings. On the left side of the cross, right sensation. And on the right side of the cross, right intuition. Now these four things, sensation and intuition are feminine. Thinking and feelings are masculine. A man cannot make a child unless he is aroused. Women have to have sensation for the man and intuition on the man and to think like the man. So there are four things we have to think about: air, earth, fire, and water. They constantly come together. They constantly separate. When they come together, it's called love. And when they separate, it's called strife. Now, this is God's way. Proverbs 2, verse 2 to 7. Wisdom is wisdom, the same as knowledge and understanding. Are they related? Do they overlap of one another? Are they all unique? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Many Christians look at knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and they lump them all together, being different words for the same thing. Nothing can be further from the truth. Knowledge is in the Bible 194 times. Wisdom is in the Bible 234 times. Understanding in the Bible 160 times. Knowledge is the basis for all the other two. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But then what comes in? Joy. Joy is in the Bible over 200 times. So seek knowledge, gain wisdom, get understanding, and receive God's joy. Now, I'd like to go a little further. I'm going to give you a chance to digest some of the things I've already said. No one graduates from the Bible. There's never been a human being on earth who has totally graduated from the King James approved version from the other Bible was written before the King James Bible or the other Bible that was written before that Bible. What we're getting is the King James Bible, which is the approved Bible. Now, it says 12 in the Bible. The science and biology of the Bible, number 12. Well, 12 is in the Bible 187 times. 12 represents earthly government. 12 apostles, 12 tribes, 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night, 12 months a year, 12 precious stones, 12 gates, 12, the woman bled 12 years. There were 12 wells of water, 12 time zones surrounding our earth, and 12 stars over the woman's head. Revelations 12:1. The number 12 is in Revelations 44 times. Now, 12 does mean government, complete government. Now, God made it this way. But then we can go to number 4. What does number 4 say? Is number 4 in the Bible? Yes, it is. We're going to get to that. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to find out how did the Egyptians discover so many things. Why is Egypt in the Bible, the King James Bible, 555 times? Who invented the telescope, the stethoscope, the microscope, and glass? Who performed brain surgery? Who made prosthetics? Who practiced dental technology and created toothpaste? Who created the first mass agricultural system? Who created the 365-day calendar? What year was the Sphinx built? Who built the Sphinx? Is it true that the Great Pyramids align with the constellation Orion? Has the Hubble telescope looked at the constellation Orion? Who created and mapped out the universal celestial language? Now, who was the first king on earth? Were the pyramids built without mortar? Who created the alphabet? Huh? Who passed the law? All boys have to be circumcised at age 12. Who used goat innards for condoms? Were the three wise men and the three gifts found Jesus all from Egypt? They had the telescopes. They were following the stars in the sky, the Egyptians. When they looked for Jesus, they traveled too far east. They had to turn around and inquire and then go backwards to Bethlehem to find Jesus. They came from the east. Originally, they came from the west. And they rode horses, not camels. No Egyptians rode camels. It was below their dignity. I would like to continue with number 4. What's the fourth clause in the Lord's Prayer that mentions the earth? The fourth day of material creation was finished with the sun, moon, and the stars. Ordained for four things: seasons, days, years, signs. Genesis 1:8-9. Four times Eve is mentioned in the Bible. Genesis 3:20, Genesis 4:1, 2 Corinthians 1:11-3, and 1 Timothy 2:3. Four times God's words mention the rainbow, the covenant, twice in the Old Testament and twice in the New Testament. Four cherubims with four wings and four faces in Ezekiel's wheel. Man, ox, lion, eagle. That's Ezekiel 1:10. The door has four points geometrically. Revelation 4:1. The door is open in heaven, and all doors have four points. Doorways, windows, and other openings and passing from one state to another state is four corners. Four angels of the Lord appeared to Joseph four times. Matthew 1:20, 1:21, 2:13, 2:20, and 2:22. Four horsemen of the apocalypse, white horse Jesus, red horse war, black horse famine, white horse and the pale horse death, Revelation 6:1-8. Four kinds of flesh to be eaten. Three are animal, beasts, birds, fish, while the one is man, 2 Corinthians 15:39. Oh, I could just go on with this. Four limbs of mankind, four letters in God's name, J-H-V-H. Four, the number of the planet Earth, north, south, east, and west. Four pillars of the universe. Four heavenly cardinal division points, morning, noon, night, midnight. Four stages of life, childhood, youth, maturity, old age. Four virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude. Four external expressions, appearance, personality, position, public image. Four humors, dry, wet, cold, hot. Four primary colors for man's eye only. No other creature on earth sees these colors but man. Yellow, red, blue, and black. There are four dimensions in space. Space, location, time, occurrence. Fourth dimensions in weight. Depth, relativity, length, and weight. Four winds, north, south, east, and west. Four corners of the cross. The level and the plumb. The alpha and the omega. The level is the manly palace. The plumb is the female fallopian tubes. Four trinities, each with threefold existing in one being. Four blood types, O, A, B, and A, B. Oh, four major elements. Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce my friend. I've told you some things about Egypt. All the things that I've mentioned to you just now come from Egypt. Egypt is in the Bible 555 times. The language they spoke was Aramaic. Matthew 2:15. Out of Egypt I've called my son. Well, right now I'd like to call my friend, the Bohemian Gypsy, very knowledgeable man. His name is Rob Schultz, and he's an Egyptologist just like I am. So let's listen to him and see what he has to say. Rob, are you there?
Yes, good evening, all you listeners. Thank you for having me on this radio program. I appreciate it. Like my partner says, my name is Rob, and I will be talking about the first female pharaoh in history of Egypt. It's not Cleopatra I. All the way to Cleopatra 14, Cleopatra was not the original pharaoh, first female pharaoh. And I'm going to talk, and I'm going to touch on five basic things about her. Number one, I'm going to tell you a small little bit of her background, and how she became the power, and how she disguised herself as the man to pass off as a pharaoh. Two is I'm going to speak on her accomplishments. Three, I'm going to tell you how she'll come into power. Four, I'm going to tell you how she died, and it's shocking. And five, I'm going to tell you how her husband, he tried to erase her from history by tearing down temples and stuff like that. So that's my agenda tonight, to educate people that there was a female pharaoh.
What's her name?
Her name is Hatshepsut. And it's spelled Hatshepsut.
Wow. How long does she reign, Rob?
She reigned for like 20-some years. 20-some years. First, she started off as a princess. She got married at the age 12 to a half-brother. Half-brother is Thomas the Third. Basically, her father died. And when her father died, technically, the next pharaoh is supposed to be his son, Thomas Third. But he was too young. So Hatshepsut took over the reign, which her name means the Holy One. But now, when she was reigning in power, she was surrounded by a lot of personal servants. So they dressed her like a man. They put a build on her. So everybody thought that was a man pharaoh. It turned out that it wasn't. Now, when she was in power, Egypt was a whole different place. Her father before that was known for war and conquering and stuff like that. She came into power, but since she didn't have the ability to go to war with her father, so she did opposite. She sent her army out to these other continents, and they trade in gold, herbs, spices, you name it. When she was in power for all 20-some years, there was no war in Egypt. Egypt prospered like no other. People come from other continents just to eat, to get food from the Egyptian. Now, and she had a worse skin disease that people don't notice. So she died. She died in 1458 BCE. And she died of a skin condition. So, yes, back then there was skin condition. She was using some type of staff to help her skin condition. Well, apparently, that skin condition and that staff is killed her. Now, soon she died. And Thomas Third come into power. He tore all her temples down. He basically erased her from history. Why? Was he mad because she took power before him? Is it jealousy that she did something that the father couldn't do?
Well, I have found her tomb, you know. They have found her tomb. And it was intact. It was gorgeous. Her tomb is gorgeous. Yes. How much time do we have left, Rob?
And her tomb is...
You have... It's 6:49.
Yes,
so,
Vivian, how much time do we have left?
6:40.
Vivian, I'd like to say the oldest prayer known to man. Rob?
I'm here.
Rob, I'm going to say this prayer, okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Hermanus Mercurius Thrismegistus prayer, 5,000 years old. Please, if you're listening, repeat after me. O most singular and unspeakable presence, first and last in the universe, brighten the fury of my fire, burn away the doors of my being, cleanse my soiled soul, bathe me in your awesome light, set me free from my history, cut me loose from my bondage, unite me this one thing hidden in my life. It was my only strength. Fill me with your presence. Allow me to see through your singular eye. Grant me entry into your mind. Let me resonate in your will. Make me transparent in your flame. Fashion me into a lens for your light only. Transmute me into an incorruptible stone for your eternal service, like the golden light that surrounds you. And I say this prayer in the name of Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Pender?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you tell the audience what you do for them personally if they get a personal conduct with you?
If you connect with me, I can give you your personal recipe. I can give you your biblical recipe. I can give you your air, earth, fire, and water. I can tell you about your health, about things you should watch out for. I can tell you about your days, your numbers. I can tell you, I make no predictions. I absolutely, positively make no predictions of the future. I don't have that gift, but I have another gift. So let me share my gift with you. Now, if you want to contact me, email me, VINTES at Ameritech, spell it out, .net. And that's my email address. My name is Carlos Ventes Pender. I'm the great-grandson of Black Billy Sunday, who baptized Billy Graham. So I'm just following my grandfather's footsteps. But I'm trying to teach people of color the truth. I'm trying to get people of color off the plantation. And look at our glorious history we had, the glorious past that God put on us. But they made a mistake. They had too many gods. They should have had just one God, but they refused. So God punished them. But look at what they did. They built the pyramids. We'll be dead and gone. We'll be dust. And the pyramids will still be standing. And the Sphinx. God did something special with the Egyptians. Remember, they're in the Bible 555 times. Now, that's got to tell you something. How many blonde, blue-eyed people were in Egypt? I don't think many. And the Arabs were not in Egypt at that time. It was the Afro-Asians that were in Egypt. The almond-eyed people. And they focused on the almond-eyed. Everything about them, the almond, and their gods. Their gods. They had 36 gods. Too many gods. And that's what brought them down. Too many gods. They would not believe in one God. And most important thing, they were all Hebrew. The Egyptians were all Hebrew, descendants of Noah, son Ham. So with so much education we need. We need to learn about the celestial language. It was the Egyptians who had the telescopes. It was the Egyptians who watched the stars. But they won't teach us that. They hid our past from us, and they did a good job of hiding our past from us, our accomplishments, our inventions, the things we made work. Well, what a wonderful job they did. And they even changed what they call us. They call us the N-word now. Oh, we're not the N-word at all. That's something the Egyptians never said. Only uncircumcised man can be the N-word. That's what they called an uncircumcised man. Sometimes he was a visitor from another country. Man. Arrived by ship. Pharaoh passed a law. He cannot have a relationship with no woman in Egypt because he's uncircumcised. That meant a big thing in Egypt. Now, there are other things. You never see a picture of a camel on any Egypt artwork. The Egyptians believed a camel was below them. They would never straddle a camel. They had stallion horses to ride. They had chariots. Pharaoh never boarded a horse. He rode in a chariot. He had his shoe bearer and his shield bearer in his chariot. And Pharaoh loved war. Yes, please.
Mr. Pendleton? Yes,
yes,
you have approximately 2 minutes to tell them what you want to tell them.
Okay.
Come back.
It's difficult to understand why people of color don't want to know about the black pharaohs they're digging up every day. First pharaoh was Narmer. Memes was his name. Black pharaoh, he was in Upper Egypt. Upper Egypt was actually Lower Egypt because the Nile River runs south to north, one of the few rivers on earth that runs from south to north. The longest kiss is when the Blue Nile and the White Nile come together and flow into the Mediterranean. It's known as the longest kiss. So I think I've spoken enough. It might be time for me to turn my program over to Miss Vivian.
Okay, thank you so very much. To the audience listening globally, you have been listening to Carlos Benitez Pinder, a Christian Egyptologist, and his partner, Mr. Rob Schaefer, known as the Bohemian Gypsy. And he has been speaking to you about the Bible and Christian Egyptology. And Mr. Pinder, what's that other word I can't say? Alchemist.
You see, I became an alchemist when I became an X-ray technician for the Air Force. I worked for the government, and they taught me X-ray technology, liquid penetration technology, ultrasound technology, and liquid penetration technology. And so it made me an alchemist.
Now, how did they get your book?
Yes, my book. Email me.
Tell them how to get the book. Email you.
The name of my book is Finding You.
Finding You. Okay.
Finding You.
Now, we're going to give
but you must have
again.
Your date of birth, your time of birth, your location of birth. Latitude and longitude of birth is important. And I can
okay,
give you, your,
you
my book will give you your recipe.
Right.
And it's
now, contact
accurate. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're both talking. Go ahead and give them your email, and we'll go.
My email is vintes@ameritech.net, and I'll mail you a book. Thank you much. Thank you much. God bless. And always remember, Jesus first.
God bless you, and thank you both for coming today. Mr. Carlos Benitez Pinder, this is your show. and Shaper Bohemian Gypsy. If you didn't get information, you can call.
We'll be on again next week for all listeners.
Are you coming next week? Okay. Tell them that, and then we'll get off.
Rob and I will be on the show next week, same time, same station.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Screenwork Production Entertainment and Sharp Paragon Production. And Mr. Carlos Ventes Pinder, don't forget that name, Carlos Ventes Pinder from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you very much for coming. And have a great day. Goodbye.
Thank you.